everyone, and welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got an hour of bluegrass lined up for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. We've got all sorts of people on the show today: Ricky Skaggs, Suzanne Thomas, Rhonda Vincent, Byron Burline, Flattened Scruggs, Cox Family, Tricky Bridges, Dry Branch Fire Squad, a few new ones, few old ones, and a few surprises coming in there. I hope you're going to enjoy what we've got picked out for you. I'm still thinking of my recent trip to the USA, and some of the albums that I'm playing are albums that I picked up while I was there, either in secondhand music shops or occasionally from the artists themselves. And it all makes it interesting. I love having a sort of connection to the albums that I play, and hopefully that comes through. However, I did manage to get an album by Ricky Skaggs that I'd never bought before. And it's one called Bluegrass Rules, and it was an album that Ricky recorded towards the end of his country music period. He was contractually obliged to do country music by the label that he was recording for at the time, but he was bursting at the seams to play a bluegrass album. And I have to say that some of that bluegrass music started when he toured New Zealand in the mid-1990s, and his show started playing bluegrass music right here in New Zealand. And so on this album from Bluegrass Rules, we're going to have a couple of Standing Brothers tracks, Little Maggie and then Rank Stranger. Hope you're really going to enjoy some Ricky Skaggs. Let's hear it.
Everybody I met
seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother nor dad.
No mother nor dad.
Not a friend could I see.
Not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name.
They knew not my name.
And I knew not their faces.
And I knew not their faces.
I found they were all.
I found they were all.
Rank strangers to me.
Rank strangers to me.
They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger, to a beautiful land by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day, I'll meet them in heaven, where no stranger to me.
Everybody I met,
everybody I met,
seemed to be a rank stranger,
seemed to be a rank stranger. No mother nor dad,
no mother nor dad,
not a friend could I see,
not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name,
they knew not my name.
Their faces,
and I knew not their faces.
I found they were wrong.
I found they were wrong.
Rank strangers to me.
Rank strangers to me.
Oh, absolutely classic bluegrass there from Ricky Skaggs. Isn't that great to hear? Oh, we've got an album now called Oh Sister, and it's sort of put in the style of the Oh Brother album in terms of cover, but it's put out by the Women's Bluegrass Collection, and it's capitalizing on a book that Murphy Henry wrote talking about the role of women in bluegrass music, and it's just talking about Rounder Records. It's put out by them, and it's supporting women in bluegrass music, and it's got a great variety of performers on here. We're going to hear from Suzanne Thomas singing Silver Tongue and Gold Plated Lies. Sounds like a great song. And Rhonda Vincent with the Lonesome Wind Blues. We're going to hear from Suzanne Thomas a little bit later on in the Dry Branch Fire Squad. Here she's singing from her own album, Silver Tongue and Gold Plated Lies. Let's listen to Suzanne.
Behind the door, I hear the crying of my heart when it speaks out its time and waits for the one that I never will see no more.
Why did you leave me? I can't keep the tears from my eyes. Why did you deceive me, love, with your silver tongue and gold-plated lies.
I remember the night when I first met you. The clothes you you could be mine, but I knew somehow something wasn't right.
Why did you leave me? I can't keep the tears from my eyes. Why did you deceive me, love, with your silver tongue?
so blue.
Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, Lonesome Wind Blues. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm Paul Trenwith, and I'm taking you through a little bit of bluegrass music. You might be listening live from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, or one of our access radio stations like Coast Access Radio in Kapiti, or Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch. Great, I appreciate you staying with me and listening to some bluegrass music, or you might have dialed in on a podcast. Well, you could be anywhere in the world. That's the amazing thing these days. And I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. It's all from my collection, and I dig deep sometimes and try and find something that I haven't played, and there's still plenty of that yet to come. You will have also noticed that we now have new sponsors. Shearer's Music Works of Hamilton are sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. And if you're serious about bluegrass music, they're a great place to go to. They have a big range of Martin guitars in stock, and you'll find a guitar that will be perfect for both finger picking and rhythm playing and lead playing, appropriate to bluegrass. If you play banjo, they've got Deering banjos. I went to the Deering factory when I was away. Fascinating, and Shearers are the agents for Deering here. So if you want to play some good banjo, go and see Shearers. They've got fiddles, they've got mandolins, they've got basses, they've got also biggest range of ukuleles you've ever seen in your life. Great shop. Go and see them and say that you heard me talk about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be real pleased, I tell you. Well, we're going to have a tune from Byron Berlin now. A great fiddle player, about the second or third fiddle player that I heard, really. And he was playing fiddle with the Dillards. They put out an album. And we got the name of our bluegrass band from Byron Berlin's playing. Hamilton County Breakdown he played with the Dillards. And we thought Hamilton County would be a good name for our embryo bluegrass band, as it turned out to be. And so I was delighted to find an album called Jumping the Strings by Byron Berlin. It's all original fiddle tunes, and he's got some great ones on it. And here is the title track, Jumping the Strings. Thank you. Oh, that's some great Bar on the Line music, Jumping the Strings. Here's Flat and Scruggs at Carnegie Hall playing Hot Corn, Cold Corn.
Well, it's upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. See Uncle Bill just a-raring and a-pitching. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Well, it's old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill them up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill them up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill them up again? Ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Well, yonder comes a preacher and the children a-crying. Yonder comes a preacher and the children a-crying. Yonder comes a preacher and the children a-crying. Chickens all a-running and the toenails a-flying. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a Dimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Oh, that was on the first album that I got to hear live at Carnegie Hall. We'd ordered this album because Earl Scruggs played the Beverly Hillbillies theme, and we found out there's a whole genre of music going with it. And I tell you, it started off an interesting life. Well, we're going to hear from a group called the Cox Family now, and they're really a gospel group that have come under the wing of Alison Krauss, and they're great friends with Alison, and she's ended up producing their albums and playing on them and lends them her musicians to supplement their own very good musicianship. And the Cox family are Evelyn, who does a lot of the lead vocals. Suzanne does a lot of the tenor vocals. Sydney, who does a lot of the baritone vocals. And where else? Oh, there's one more and I can't find him. And Willard, that's the one, Willard. And Willard often does, he's a dad, I think, and he often plays. They play some great music. They sing great. And when Alison Krauss sings in the trio with them, it just sounds magic. And we've got a couple of songs here. Cowboy's Dream, which features Sydney singing. And then Another Lonesome Morning features Evelyn doing the lead parts with some fine harmonies. Here's the Cox family from the album Beyond the City.
On a dusty old trail, a young cowboy sleeps easy as the evening shines across the plain. The ruthless intentions of an ill-fated dreamer have always ended this way. A trusty old six-gun he captured for his power is now lying free upon the ground. And an old horse, the only friend he knew, is patiently
silver line saddles and deep Texas romance unfold. For what it's all worth, a young cowboy would give his own soul. And the price of a life is a payment for plundering gold.
young cowboy who's dead on the prairie. The fortunes were all sought in vain, and a cold grave is all that they have to show for a gunfighter's claim.
When silver line saddles and deep Texas romance unfolds, for what it's all worth, a young cowboy would give his own soul. And the price of a life is a payment for plundering.
Wasn't that pretty? Great sounds from the Cox family from their album Beyond the City. We're going to have a little bit of old-time music now from a band called Tricky Britches, and the album is called Good Company, and they're four young guys from up in Maine, right up in the northeast there, and it's hard to tell from the album just what they all play. It seems like they all play most different instruments, but there's Tyler Linehart, Seth Doyle, Jed Brissett, and Ryan Wilkinson, and they swap around, and we've got them playing Sally Ann and also the old tune Rye Straw, a bit of old time stuff.
Thank you. And I miss my darling son. Midnight on the highway, big bright moon above. It lights the white lights for me all the way home to my love.
That, of course, was Bluegrass Parkway, the fine band from Western Australia. And if you go to a bluegrass festival in Australia, you're quite likely to find them there. They're always the best-dressed band around, and they look great, and they put on a fine show. Wonderful sense of humour. Paul Duff also makes excellent mandolins. If you want a top-quality mandolin, put your name and wait a couple of years, and you might get one. Excellent mandolins. Bluegrass Parkway. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing an album from a band that I never had an album from before, and I always wanted to get one, found one at the right price, and we're going to hear from the Dry Branch Fire Squad. And that's Rick Thomason on mandolin mostly, and Suzanne Thomas, we heard her before, on guitar, and sometimes clawhammer banjo. Mary Jo Leet plays guitar and does the harmony singing. Charlie Leet plays bass. And Bill Evans from Albany, just north of San Francisco, fine banjo player. He's played banjo on this album. Ron Thomason has a weird sense of humour, and you're going to hear some of that. This is an excerpt from a live concert, and we're going to hear Late Last Night, great song for starting off. Then a little bit of history, and then the wonderful song, Arrogant Mill. This is from the Dry Branch Fire Squad. Settle down, listen.
Let's have a big hand for Dry Branch Fire Squad.
It was late last night when mother got home. I heard him rapping at my door. He was slipping and sliding with his new shoes on. Saying, don't you ramble no more.
Oh, appreciate that a whole bunch. We're going to try to edify you as we go along, since this is cultural exchange. Understand that Massachusetts sent 4 Nobel Prize winners, 2 heart surgeons, and a poet down to Kentucky. And they sent us. But don't look at it as a total waste, because we also teach survivalist courses in knife fighting and stuff. It's real handy in case you were thinking about trying to pass a minimum competency test for Kentucky citizenship. There's a lot you got to know after you get past those questions like guess your sex without looking and connect a dot. In fact, they started a thing just last year. They started putting thought questions on them. And I don't even know. Story problems, excuse me. I don't even know this year's story problem. I can tell you, so you don't get nervous. Last year's story problem was, if 2 fully uncivilized, primitive, redneck hillbillies of the first order from the shallow end of the gene puddle got married, and were married for a real long time, and then they got divorced by an actual Philadelphia lawyer, would they still be cousins? Yeah, nervous laughter. They had that on the test, too. And the hard part is, you can't use scratch paper. They say you have to do it in your head. And that's not as hard as sitting there kind of wiggle around like you're doing the rest of them some other where. Where are you going to do these problems? Anyways, I did want to give you some true historical information that you might not know about the slums of Appalachia. And one thing was, back around before there was hardly anything, Appalachia was mostly an agricultural community, and people would grow stuff there. And then what happened was they found a lot of minerals in there, and they have these guys out in a part of eastern Kentucky we never had heard much from called the robber barons, who lived in New York. And they wanted to buy the old farmer's land and pay them 6 cents an acre, and of course the farmers, they never wanted to sell. And so these robber barons come in years ago, and they said to the farmers, said, well, y'all can keep the top 6 inches of your land. And of course the farmers figured, well, that's all they'd been using. And so they sold out. And what happened was, the first thing the barons done, they come in and culled out all the good timber, and then in 1919 a big flood come along and washed away our 6 inches. And that's when they started fighting the war on poverty, right on our land. As a matter of fact, my grandmother tried to surrender. She went down into Russell County, Virginia, at the county seat, walked right up to the courthouse, said, I understand y'all's fighting the war on poverty. And they said, that's right. She said, well, how come I'm still poor? And they said, well, you lost. And she said, well, are you taking any prisoners? And they brought in these things called commodities. Some of you might even be able to remember back as far as called the Great Society. And they had these commodities. And the first ones that they seemed to brought into our county was rice, big bags of rice. And we had never grown no rice in the country. Little old mountain granny ladies couldn't cook it, and the hogs wouldn't eat it. And my Uncle Wiley, us kids wasn't allowed to hang around with Uncle Wiley because he was an atheist. I thought that meant he could throw a ball with either hand. And my Uncle Wiley studied on his bags of rice for a while and allowed us what they was furniture, because a person could sit on a bag of this rice for 2 or 3 days and it'd get real personal with them and not sit nobody else quite as good. And that's when they had this thing called the industrialization of the South, which is what this song's about. At the east end of town, at the foot of a hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of that stack, 'cause the mill had shut down and it ain't coming back. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town we
weave and spin, weave and spin. There's no children at all in the narrow, empty street. Since the looms have all gone, it's so quiet I can't sleep. Now I'm too old to change, but I'm too young to die. And there's no place to go for my woman and I. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. Since the mill had shut down, Lord, it's all that I know. Tell me, what can I do? Tell me, where can I go? And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. And the only sound I hear is the cry.
Wasn't that good? He's got a very dry sense of humour, has Ron Thomason, and he is quite an educated person and takes his music very seriously, but his talking is always pretty funny. Hope you enjoyed it. When I was camping at the Grass Valley Festival, camping beside me in a lovely white truck was a man called Keith Little. And Keith is very well known in the bluegrass scene in California. He's played in his young days with Vern Williams' band. And Vern is, of course, a foundation member of California bluegrass. And he's also played with Ricky Skaggs' Kentucky Thunder. He's played with the Country Gentlemen. He's played with the David Grisman Quintet, who I saw a few years ago at the Freight and Salvage. And Keith just about works with anybody and does a fine job on guitar or on banjo or vocally or harmony or lead, whatever. He just has a lovely way with the music. And I had the privilege to go and see him play guitar and with Bill Evans' band at a house concert just a few weeks ago. And we've got him doing an album, doing a song here, Where Dear Friends Will Never Part. Here comes Keith.
There is room for your picture in my locket. There is room for your love in my heart. There is room to say I love you, if our pathways now must part. Precious days on earth are numbered, so don't let those teardrops start. There is room for all of us in heaven, where dear friends will never part. Sadness when you leave me, and in time broken hearted will mend. There is time to say I love you, even if we never meet again. Precious days on earth are numbered, so don't let those teardrops start. There is time for all of us
precious days on earth are numbered, so don't let those teardrops start. There is room for all of us in heaven, where dear friends will never part.
Keith Little, great to hear him sing again. I had some long talks with him. He was very interested in coming to New Zealand. He's been to Australia, so you never know who we might see over here. Be delighted to have someone like him come and play. Well, we're just about rounding up the show now. We've got time for a couple more tracks, and I think they should be from the Seldom Scene. This is from an album called Like We Used to Be, and it's a lot of old-time songs. Not old-timey, but sort of classic bluegrass songs from the Seldom Scene. We've got John Duffy on vocals, mandolin, John Starling on guitar and vocals, Mike Aldridge on vocals and various forms of slidey guitar, T. Michael Coleman on bass, and Ben Eldridge, of course, on banjo and a little bit of guitar sometimes. We're going to hear a couple of songs, Grandpa, Get Your Guitar, and Let Me Be Your Friend. Seldom Seen.
In a cabin on a hill northeast of Asheville, my love for words and melody was born. My father's father played for me on a barton box across his knee, and he mixed his songs with hot licks and sips of barley cone. Oh, I worshipped every foot of ground he walked on. I spent 7 boyhood summers by his side. It was up and down tobacco roads till the evening sun was sinking low, and we'd join around the table in the glow of supper time. And I'd say, Grandpa, get your guitar, let's sit out in the backyard. You can sing the one about going home to that mansion in the sky. Way down at the sunset, you can take me up to my bed, laugh and call me sleepyhead and sing me a lullaby. There's a weather-beaten rocker on the front porch, and a spider web now hanging across the door. A million dusty memories now pull me back across the years. I swear I can hear his broke hands walking across the floor. And I'd say, Grandpa, get your guitar, let's sit out in the backyard. You can sing the one about going home to that mansion in the sky. Way down after sunset, you can take me up to my bed, laugh and call me sleepyhead and sing me a lullaby. When we meet again up yonder on that shining blissful day, gonna wrap my arms around him and then I'm gonna say, hey, Grandpa, get your guitar, let's sit out in the backyard. You can sing the one about going home to that mansion in the sky. Sunset, you can take me up to my bed, laugh and call me sleepyhead and sing me a lullaby. Grandpa, get your guitar and sing me a lullaby.
Well, that's a Seldom Scene. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll have them take it out with this classic tune, Let Me Be Your Friend. See you again next week.
Many times I thought about you, many times I wondered why, that you'd ever go and leave me, and this heart you taught to cry.
Darling, wait until I see you this is the end. Though I know that you don't love me, won't you let